Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Mego in for Rich today. It's Patriots Monday. All your phone calls, 617-779-7937. We will talk to Christian Ellis later on in the show today. We'll take a look at some of what went down throughout the AFC and what it means for the Patriots coming up. But that touchdown last night, Mego, I mean, gorgeous, gorgeous throw. Really good catch by Kyle Williams. I mean, to stay in bounds and have that concentration with two defenders around you, I think he's a guy who I've had a real roller coaster fandom of this year, where he makes a play and you go, oh, okay, I see it. And then you don't see it for a few games. Even the play against Tampa, I didn't think people gave him enough credit on, honestly. It was like, oh, it was just a great throw by Drake. I'm like, we had to run away from everybody on that defense. And then there's been long stretches where he doesn't look locked in and on the same page. I mean, having a piece like that for the defense to have to think about, and I don't know if that's partially because Pop Douglas was out of the game at that point in time, or if that was planned all along for him to have that sort of role. But having a piece like that that can give you a big play in the postseason from what's a very productive rookie class, it's a pretty nice thing to have.
Yeah, is it possible that he's just young? Like, I know that we are so used to having guys like Jamar Chase come in and be an immediate Justin Jefferson type with wide receivers. Kyle Williams had a very up and down camp. You were there for most of it, so you saw there are times when he just disappeared completely, was pushed way down the depth chart. You're like, what's going on here? Does he get it? He's got an excellent attitude, like happy-go-lucky guy in the locker room. And I do think that there's something to the patience that somebody like him and even earlier in the season, Travion Henderson have shown, where there is an expectation, even from those guys' perspective, that, hey, you're a high enough draft pick, you're going to see the field pretty quickly, and you're going to be part of an offense that wasn't productive the year before. So in a way, I think, like, yeah, it's been a roller coaster. He disappears at moments or for stretches. But that's kind of like the wide receiver room in general, right? We're going to talk about Stephon Diggs, and he had three games where he wasn't very productive for the standard that people have for him. And then he completely explodes last night. So I do think that there's a certain patience that you need to function in this offense and just have a trust that, like, you're going to have a spot, you're going to have an opportunity. But if you don't make the most of it, like, that opportunity might not come around for another two or three games.
Sticking with Diggs for a moment. You know, the primetime Steph, I think that's mostly been real, right? He had a great game against the Jets. He had the early one against Buffalo. He had the one last night. There was the Giants hiccup there in the middle that wasn't his best game. But overall, I think there's something to that. There's probably something to his return to Maryland as well.
Oh, yeah?
Maybe. I don't know. He was talking about it with you guys on Wednesday, right? Yeah, he's like, it's a homecoming game for me.
Kind of. I will say, because Steph and I, my high school was in his hometown, and his high school was in my hometown.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I went to the public. I went to the public.
Sick brag, bro.
Thank you, Jackson. We were all waiting for it. Wait a minute. So he, wait, you went to the high school in his town,
yeah,
and then he went to the high school in your town? How's that work?
Because I went to the public school, and he went to the private school.
You guys are like exchange students.
We were.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. So he went to the private school that was in my town, and I went to the public school, which was like a 20-minute drive away.
Got it.
Just like wacky Maryland public school stuff. But yeah, I know. Anyway, this is all to say it's like all well over an hour from Baltimore. I wouldn't call it like a homecoming.
Well, it's the closest he's going to get, though, right? Or no?
I guess so. Okay. Yeah, because
of the
Commanders.
I have bad geography. I have bad geography intel on this. It's not a homecoming for him.
It's kind of.
Okay.
Maryland. I mean, just as much a homecoming for Mac Hollins. I didn't hear him talk about it a lot.
No.
Mac Hollins is from one town over from Steph Diggs.
Look,
and
I love Mac Hollins, but it's a good point. Mac Hollins is not a look at me, make it about himself kind of guy. So that is a good point about Mac Hollins.
Mac Hollins he shies away from the limelight. He doesn't like the attention. He's just there to play ball. So
I like the receiver room this year, and I didn't think that was going to be the case. And it got pretty loud last week that the receiver room may not be good enough. And you know, I don't know if Diggs is still a number one, but in other words, like for the offseason, if you could get a receiver better than Diggs, maybe that's worth investigating. I'm not telling you their receiver room is perfect. I don't think the receiver room is going to be their issue if they get knocked out of the playoffs. I don't think that's going to be the letdown. And I thought it was good that it looks like Diggs knows the offense again. Like it was a weird 1 week brain fart for him where he forgot the offense, reportedly, allegedly. And now all of a sudden, what do you know? He knows the offense. It's almost like that wasn't his problem last week.
Yeah. So I'm sorry. Talk me through that because I'm out of the loop on this. There was a concern that Diggs was not on his routes.
Yeah. He looked checked out and almost like he didn't know what was going on last week against Buffalo.
I thought he was getting like blanketed for most of the game. And the only guy who was, and I mean, Hunter Henry as well, the only guy who was left was Mac Hollins, and he could barely connect with Drake for whatever reason.
So look, I always thought that was strange too. And if I was going to choose to do this, and we'll talk about this a little bit coming up. Vrabel was asked about the whole Josh McDaniels blow up from last week.
Ooh.
My conspiracy theory on this is that Vrabel called out McDaniels, and then after McDaniels got called out, McDaniels, you know, to his pals in the media there, the McDaniels mafia, turned around and said, oh, well, you know, it was actually Diggs didn't know what he was doing. That's my big conspiracy theory on how all that went down last week, because it started with Vrabel in the morning, and then by the afternoon, it's like, oh, geez, by the way, it looks like Diggs doesn't know the offense anymore. Oh, convenient, now that the offensive coordinator's under a little bit of fire. So I thought that was nonsense, and I think with Diggs in these big games, you can see it coming early. Like, he did that against the Bills. The first catch he had, he looked different. Like, he was shot out of a cannon. Last night, he had that great 20-yard catch where he has to elevate for it. He gets knocked to the ground. He had another 30-plus yarder in the first half. 100-yard game for him last night. Like, big time production, and I think in big spots where you need to rely on him, I think he played the second most snaps of his season last night. In big spots where you need to rely on him, I think he's going to come through more often than not. So I don't have a big issue with that receiver room at all.
No, I don't either. I was a little nervous when he was moving that shoulder around because he's a tough guy, but he's not the biggest guy.
No.
And he gets hit. Like, he gets beat up out there. And then him going into the 10, I never thought it was a head injury. I know, but I thought maybe they'll find something with the shoulder, and that could be a real problem for them. I don't know if you saw the video that was circulating around at all on social media, where I actually saw it this morning because like Twitter is so messed up, it shows me stuff that's 18 hours old. But
you got to go to the following, not the for
no,
you. That's
I
what
know,
you got to do.
It always opens the for you for me. And then when I opened it, like the first thing I saw was one of these random accounts with, you know, like somebody's stupid cartoon in it. And it's like, look at Diggs. We've seen this before. And it's Diggs walking up and down the sideline and raising his arms and yelling. And people are putting videos of him yelling at Josh Allen. And this was clearly something that someone tweeted in game while the Patriots were down 11 points. And I'm thinking, the broadcast caught him gesturing to the other guys on the bench.
Like rile them up.
Keep your chin up.
Yeah,
like,
we got
this. I'm like, this is so strange that people are just sitting here expecting it to turn so sour, especially when he was having, for the first three quarters of the game, he still had like 76 receiving yards.
Yeah.
Like, he was productive the entire game.
So I've been most impressed with that with Diggs this year. I didn't think, and he may not be, if he's here for 2 or 3 years, he's worn out his welcome elsewhere, but he's been, I think, a leader on this team you know, when a model teammate on this team, which that surprised me because I didn't anticipate that. So that's definitely something I was wrong about.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Meanwhile, a lot of people wrong about Drake May not being able to come through with a come-from-behind victory last night. Vrabel talked about May after the game. Here's what he had to say.
Mike, what did you think of Drake?
I just thought gritty. I mean, he got hit. He got hit. They pressured, or they got home when they didn't. And, you know, he just kept getting up and battling. I didn't flinch. And, again, I think it was important for all of us to, you know, have that game, the entire team.
He's right about May getting pressured. May was pressured on 47% of his dropbacks in the fourth quarter, according to ESPN. He completed 86% of his passes, 12 out of 14. For 139 yards and 9.9 yards per attempt. So the Ravens were all over him, hung in and made some big throws. Do you think, and I don't know if you've seen the odds, I'll give you the odds in a moment, but I want your answer first. Do you think that was an MVP type of moment, fourth quarter, you know, situation for Drake May last night on national TV?
I don't. Unfortunately, like I think that it builds his case as an elite quarterback when people look at him and think of moments like, oh, he has this spectacular, almost perfect second half against Cleveland. He has a 10-game win streak with his team. He has the come-from-behind victory against the Ravens late in December when half the team is banged up. These are moments that I think continue to build his case for why he's legit and why he should be somebody to be feared in the playoffs. But I just think it's Matthew Stafford's year. Like, I do think that at the end of the day, the narrative is going to be Matthew Stafford is deeper in his career. He was in a wasteland in Detroit for forever. He already won it, but like,
so you think
deserves it again.
You think it's a make good?
I do. I think it's, and everybody's expecting Stafford to hang it up. He was so injured coming into the season that all of this was kind of a bit of a surprise for him. I just think it's still a little bit of a stretch to give it to Drake, even though we've seen them give it to young quarterbacks recently with Lamar and he who shall not be named that has been knocked out of the playoffs with an ACL. I just think that it's Stafford's year. And I don't, I think also the two turnovers early in the game,
so,
like he hurt his team a lot. It wasn't a perfect performance. It was a gutsy performance, but it wasn't like a great overall body of work.
I think he's going to have trouble catching Stafford statistically. You know, their teams are both right around the same point in time. Stafford's coming off a loss where he gave his team the lead in overtime, but May wound up getting his team the victory. I think that swings it back a little bit. I'm looking at FanDuel for MVP odds. Matt Stafford -195, Drake May +170. DraftKings is similar. So, yeah, I don't think he's going to win it, but I don't know. I don't think Stafford is a slam dunk either. Like, let's see how these last couple of games go, and a lot can swing. But I agree. It was not a perfect game last night for Drake May, which probably works against him somewhere along the line. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keefe. Mego in today on a Patriots Monday. We'll get to Mike Vrabel, his appearance this morning on the Greg Hill Show. Some good stuff there. That's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.